We are continuing our shiurim on Mabea Bracha. We are on Shir Zion, if I'm not mistaken. And last year we had discussed what's called the Zivug Achitza. That means we're bringing down the Shefa on the Chitzendika side. Remember? We're all working with bringing down the Shefa, which is called the Shefa the Yenika, Mochem the Yenika, or Shefa the Katnus. We're working in a preliminary stage in order to get koach, in order to mamish get the proper shef, which is called bochem de gadlus. So it's a preliminary stage. The paltzufim are drawn, we draw down for the paltzufim, this called bochem de katnus, this energizer, and that's going to give them a koach to go up and get the proper shef. So let's just qualify. The shef, which is called bochem de katnus, is called chagas. As opposed to Mochem de Gadlus, which is going to be called Chabad. Makes sense. Now, the only tricky part is when we're working with this Mochem de Chagas, this Mochem de Katnus, or Mochem de Yenik, all this, it means all the same thing, is divided in two parts. So you're going to have to do the Shefa twice over. You're going to have to be Mamshich, Mikesa Elion, as we said, what's called the higher part of the Chagas and the lower part of the Chagas. The higher part of the Chagas is called the Chabad of the Chagas. That's what we're going to be learning today. And the lower part of the Chagas, what we were learned originally, is called the Nayin Chagas of the Chagas. Right. Oh, maybe I said the opposite. We originally learned the Chabad of the Chagas. That's called the Zivug Apinimi. What we'll be learning today is the lower part called the Nahi and the Chagas of the Chagas. Okay, so we spoke about it and we looked over here. Let me show a picture over here at how the Shefa looks. It looks a bit different over here. It's on page 143. Those have the booklet. It looks different than the Zivug or the Shefa Pnimi. You're going to see that there's three columns over here. And it's called Mabim. Why is it called Mabim? Because there are 42 letters involved here. And the construct is as follows. How do you get 42 letters? Because you're going to have three different levels over here. The top level is called the Poshut. That means you're going to have the Havaya in a Poshut form, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And then the next three lines over here, it's called the Male. Or I should actually say the second line is called the Male. And the next two lines over here is going to be called the Male de Male. Okay, you got that? So this is the Poshut, the Male, and then the Male de Male. And underneath there is also an intrinsic part. It's not part of the Mab, but it's called the Miloy of the Mab. Or the Miloy of the Male. This is, for example, you're dealing with Ab over here. This is the Gematria of Ab, 72. So if you take away the 26 from here, which is the Ika, which is Yukei Vavkei, you're left with the Miloy. Just a little more. We'll see exactly what that means exactly. So now, there are three Kavim over here. You have Kav, Yamin, Kav, a small Kav, and Soi. This is what we call the Mab, the 42 letters of the construct of the Ab. Of the Ab. This is the Mab of the Sag, because it's the Gematria of Sag over here. And this is the Mab of the Ma. So you have Ab, Sag, Ma. So in short, you have a Mab, which is 42 letters, Ab, Sag, Ma. That's the Shefa you're going to bring down. Okay, that's Shlab number one. So let's see this on this diagram over here, which is an interesting diagram. We showed last time as well. So when we look at this diagram over here, we see that there's two parts of the Shefa, as we explained last time.
Each one has got 42 letters, each of these three.
Yeah. There's two parts to this chart over here. So you're going to have the Chabad of the Chagat, which is all represented in green. That's the Shefa. Remember, this is all Chagas. And then you have the Nine Chagas of the Chagas, which is represented over here. So this is the lower part, which is called the Chitzen part of the Chagas. And then you have what's called the Chabad of the Chagas, which is the higher part. So we discussed this already. Now we're moving on to this stage. So these are the three Kavim that we spoke about right now. There's the Poshut, the Male, and the Male, the Male, and small. Now, that's when you say the word Boruch. When you say Boruch, they all come out. Where do they come out? They come out from the Kesa Evyon, they go to the Atik, Arik, like we saw over here, and they finally go to Abba Ve'ima, And then they start descending. When you say Ata, they come one by one. So the Kav Yamin is going to come down when you say Ata. When you say Hashem's name, then the middle Kav is going to come down. And then when you finally say Elokeinu, then the Kav small is going to come down. That's it. As simple as that. Interesting enough, when we said Elokeinu, by the Chabad HaChagat, which is Shefa Apnimi, we had no Kavanos on it for Elokeinu. We had stopped our Pirushim by Hashem. But by Elokeinu, we'll find there is a Kavan over here. But that's going to be for the Chitzun, the Zivug HaChitzun, or the Shefa HaChitzun. Okay, that's all we're going to be learning. So again, Kav Yamin, Kav Mtsoi, Kav Small. So let's see that in the words of the Rashash now. Now that we know what we're headed for.
The chitzun is what is the shefa
chitzun,
the moich and the katlus.
Everything's called moich and the katlus bechlolus. That's called the chagas. Moich and the katlus is chabad. We'll see later on. Melech oilam. So the chagas is divided in two parts. There's a chabad of the chagas and the nai chagas of the chagas.
We do know the
nai the chagas of the chagas. Right. Now, where did this map come from? This map, this 42 construct.
Is it mabim? Because it's Lashon Rabbim.
Yeah. Where do these mabim come from? Where do they come from? These 42 letters. So let's look at a chart. We looked at this beforehand, and this is a very famous chart, a very important chart, and it helps in all areas of Kabbalah. And this to understand the construct of a sphere. Okay, so here's the chart over here. This chart we saw beforehand. Now you have to understand, every sphere can be subdivided in four different parts. Every sphere, for example, this is Keser, Chochma, Bina. Why only those three we're going to discuss? Because those are the most important ones. The Zayin Tachtonim over here, the Zayin Tachtonim, are not so intrinsic right now. Now, in Keser, you can divide the Keser into four different parts, meaning there's a Panim to it, and there's an Achorayim part to it. Yeah, a back and front, Kivyochot. That's one division. Well, that's two divisions, one and two. Now, you can also divide it by the Teshus spheres, right? Not Tol Sofa, but Teshus spheres. And then the Malchus, okay? So it means in Keser you have 10 spheres, you divide the first 9, and then the Malchus. So you're going to divide that both on the Panim side and the Achorayim side. So those are the four divisions, Panim, Achorayim, Teshus spheres, and Malchus. Now, what does that give you, practically? Because you don't see this type of division in the Siddur. But rather, every sphere, you don't see spheres in the Siddur, Bechlal. How is spheres represented in a Siddur, when you look at it, right? Not in Siddur Pashtani, but in Siddur Mekubalim. How is it represented? By Havayas. That's all we have. Havayas. So Keser is represented by the Havaya Aposhut, meaning Yud Kei Vav Kei. So you see Yud Kei Vav Kei, you know that's a representation of a Keser. Okay? So in Yud Kei Vav Kei, I'll have the Teshus Sfiros Elyonim. So what does that represent? So that represents what's written over here, Bechinas Oisius. That's called Bechinas Oisius. When you're dealing with the first, this is I'm not going to go through all the explanation for this, but in Etz Chaim state that the first 9 spheres, especially in the Rashash, are represented by what's called Oisius. When you're dealing with the Malchus of that sphere, you're dealing with the Gematria of the Havaya. Okay? Now, so therefore, when you're dealing with the Yud Kei Vav Kei, so the Oisius, if I tell you I want to know the Teshus Sfiros. How does it look like in the Siddur? So I would see the Havai written out in Oisius. Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's a reference not only to Keser, but that's a bit more information to tell me that we're talking about the Teshus Sfiros Elyonim of the Keser. Now, if I see the Yud Kei Vav Kei written in a Gematria form, Ku, which is 26, I know we're talking about the Malchus of the Keser. It's all coded language, but that's the way the Arizal divides it and codifies it. Now, we're not talking about the Achorayim, which we'll not see in Matbea Bracha, but still I'll tell you, is the same division. Achorayim would be, again, Teshus Sfiros would be when you see the oisius, then you know it's achoraim. And when you see the gematria, that's going to be a reference to the malchus.
But what's it written backwards?
Oh, so what's the difference between the panim and the achoraim? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, but you'll find the havai is written a bit different in the achoraim. It's going to be written yud, then yud k, then yud k vav, and yud k vav k. It's like sort of drawn along. That's a reference of a less of a shefa. That's achoraim. There's always a significance to less of shefa, less a lessering of shefa. That gematria would be 72. Right, when you're reading it, when you read it and on the tzad of Panim, Panim is Poshut, Yud Kevavke is 26. But the Gematria, for example, the Malchus of that Kesed, that would be 72. Okay, that's what would be the difference. When you're working with Chochma, how would you see the Chochma represent? You represent again Yud Kevavke, but in a way which is Male. Male. So it won't be Yud Kevavke, it would be Yud Vav Dalet. Spell it outwards, Beder Yosha. So Yud Kevavke Ke Yud Vav Aleph Yud Ke Yud, which is would be Ab, which would be Ab. Now again, you would split it up Teshuvah Sefirah Elyonim, so you'd see the letters actually written, and then the Gematria, which would be 72, and then you'd see the Achoraim written as well.
What do you see? That would be different between that and the Kesselans.
That would be so. The Achoraim would be spelled Yud Vav Dalet. And then you start again. Yud Vav Dalet Ke Yud, and then Yud Vav Dalet Ke Yud Yud Vav Dalet. Yeah, Mamush. That's why it's called Achoraim, because it's a schlepping out. It's called Ribua. It's a Ribua of the shame. And then when you're dealing with the Bina, it's the Male Dimale. It's even more. It's Male Dimale. Okay. So instead of spelling Yud, that would be Poshut. The Male would be Yud Vav Dalet. So the Male Dimale would be Aleph Lamed Pei, and then Lamed Mem Dalet, and then Pei is Pei Hey. That's the Aleph, and then you continue Hey.
Where did you get the Aleph to start with?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Eker.
Yeah.
So it's Yud, right? So it'll be Yud Vav Dalet, and then the Vav of that Yud is Vav Vav, and then the Dalet.
That Lamed Tes.
That would spell Yud. Yeah. Oh, that would spell Yud, right?
And the Ach would be even more.
And the Ach would just be that, but slept out. So you'd spell all that Aleph, and then spell it again, and then add the Hey. Okay, so that's the thing. Okay, so that was...
Anything written out on it?
Sorry?
Has anything written, my son? We had before.
I have a chart called the Rafach chart, but I don't want to go too much in length, because that we saw in Oitzus Chaim in Shah Rafach. Perek Dal and Perek Hey, we spoke about that at length. But what's important to us is, again, I'm going to stress this point because it's nogea to Matvei Bracha, that Keser is nogea to the Poshut. This is the Male, and this is going to mean Male de Male. Now, this, again, not to make things too complicated, this is representing the Ab. We're going to be four of these charts. So this is going to be the Ab chart. You have another Sag chart. You're going to have another one like this, Ma, and another one of Ben. Those are the four main charts. So again, so the nafkami would be not in Poshut, because Poshut is always the same, Yud Kevavke, in all four charts, but rather it would be, the nafkami would be in Chochma Bina, because then you start spelling it outwards. So the Male of Ab would be, is Ab, 72, and then if you do the next chart, it would be Sag, with 63, and so on and so forth, and the Male and Male also be a nafkami. Male and Male. Okay? So, saying that, when you're dealing over here with the mab of ab, what would that signify? That signify mab again being on all three different levels. So let's see if I have a bigger picture of this. Yeah. So we're working with Atta. Okay. So this would be the Poshut. With Yud Kevavke. Then you'd work with the Chochma of that, which is the Male. And then this is the Male de Male. So since this is, I can tell this is an Ab, this signifies to me, this is the Mab de Ab. Does that make sense?
that's got four to two letters. So the
Vino. Yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you have another 10 over here, and then you have another 28 over here. The 28 and 10 and 4 is the 42. Okay. That's your mab over here. But what type of mab? Mab of ab. Yeah. I can tell. Remember, the chokhma is the mali. Which mali of what? Of the ab. Then when I'm working with the next one, for example, in Hashem, I'm also going to find a mab over there. So here it is. You have the yud kei vav kei and then the mali. But this mali is of a sag. And this is the mali of the mali. The sag in Elokeinu, you have the mali of a ma. The mat for 45 here. That would make enough to be the mali of the mali. Again, also 42 letters.
Ben, you don't have here.
Ben, we don't have. And let's discuss why Taka Ben we don't have. Right. So with that, let's start over here reading in the Shah Kisei Kovod. In the Etz Chaim, the Shah called Kisei Kovod, Shah Memvov. And Perek Zayin. And he says as follows. Inyan Shemab Yesh Bekol Min Gimul Olamas. Atzilus Bri Atzia. Excuse me?
What right page?
No. Turn to the first page. Or second page. Second page after that, yeah.
Shem Mevov.
There we go. Yeah. Inyan Shemab Sheyesh Bekol Oilum. Now, okay, so he starts by telling you some information. Where is this mab located? In every world you have, we know there's four worlds, Atzilus, Briyan, Yetzia, and Asiya. In every world you have a mab. Okay? Min gimol olamas, Atzilus, Briyan, Yetzia. Excuse me. Ma she'enke bo'olam Asiya, like you were asking. We don't have. I'll explain why. Kenizge b'ksav yad b'chisor ha'netikunim. Hine Elohim, and these are the, he's going to identify these abim, these mabim, sorry. Mab datzilutsu, dalid oisius pshutim havaya, viyud oisius mali alafim shehem gematria ma, vechez, vekaf ches, 28 oisius miloi dimiloi dalafim. Okay, so that's, he's explained to us what is the mab of the ma, that you find in the world of Atzilus. And now, there's another mab.
Shem. Alf means an Eker.
Sorry?
It means Alf means Alf and Eker.
One second. No, he says the Poshut is Havaya, Yud Kevavke. And Yud Alofim. Alofim de Ma. Because the Havaya de Ma is called Alofim, because you find Alephs inside. And then you have 28 letters of the Miloid Alofim. Mm-hmm. Now, Shem Mab de Bria Hem Shtei Shemus Eke VeYaku. And now the one we find in Bria has a different formation. It's Eke VeYaku. V'chein Eke, oh, Asher Eke, Hu Gematre Mab. It's also the Gematre Mab. That's 21 and 21 is 42. Now, v'shem mab di yetzira. Now, what's the mab that we find in the oilma yetzira? Who mab haramuz v'rosh etevus ane bekoach shu avgitatz. Right. So we find in ane bekoach you have 42 letters over there. That's also a mab. Okay. Not at all. What I explained to you, I told you there's three types of mab called the mab de ab and the mab de sag and the mab de ma. And here is explaining three different types of mab. So let's continue. Gam tzor shededa ki dalet havayas hem. There's four different types of havayas. Echad havaya de ab de yudim de atzilus. Vahavaya de sag bebriya. Vedema de yetzira. Vedeben de asiya. Vihine. Bekol havaya min agar hanal. De atzilus briya yetzira. Yesh behem sod mab atvan kinal. There are also in every single world 20 the secrets of the 42 letters. Mab Atvan. Kidalet oises pshutim, v'yud oises amilui, v'chav ches oises dimilui dimilui. Hare mab dim havaya de ab. Oh, this is what I told you. So the world of Atzilus would find mab de ab. V'da havaya de sag, and that would be in Bria, and then the havaya de mab Mabdema would be found in the world of Yetzira. Aba Havaya de Ben Shuasiya Ein Ba Mab Asfar. But he mentions that point again, that in the sea you don't have. Now we explained last time, what is the tachlis of Mab? The Chakavon is explains to us, the Mab is the lift, is the koach of Aliyah. What is it but male? Like everything else we do, it's always male in the Sutsos. Without Mab, you have no Aliyah. Why are there three? Because Mab is the gematria of 14 times 3. What's 14? 14 is a yad. Yad. You have three hands. You have a right hand, a left hand, and also when you're picking up a big package, is that you need sometimes your body to help you, that's also considered to be a yad. So you have three yads. These yads are your three, this 14 times three, these three hands, spiritual hands, are there to help you lift up this birurim. Every time you do a mitzvah, every time you do a davin, whatever, you're sending down spiritually these three hands down into bia, bria, tziasia, and lifting up, helping you lift up all these shivrei kelim, and that's the tachlis of all things.
Okay, the three
kavim. The three kavim. And Mimelet, that is the koach. Now, when you go down from the world of Yetzira, imagine standing in the world of Yetzira and you're sending down your hands into the world of Bria, you're lifting it up. When you're standing in Bria, you're going down to Yetzira. When you're in Yetzira, you're going down into the world of Asiya. But once you're in the world of Asiya, there's nothing below it. You don't need an extra up for that. That's the reason why there's no Mabim in the world of Asiya, because there's nothing you have to go in there for. You always have to go in to the lower worlds. Now, the Arizal is pointing out there are two sets of Mabim. There's a Mabim that we're describing here in the Matvei Bracha, which is the Mab of Absag Ma'oben. But there's also another type of Mab, as explained, interesting enough, that is Dalet Pshutim, which is in Atzilus we find a Mab de Ma. In Bria we find that it's a Shem Ekev Yaku. And in the world of Yetzira, it's called, what did he call it? He called Mab Aromos Bereshitevus Anabekoach. It's a Manabekoach. In fact, we find that in the Siddur. When you're in Korbanos, you're saying Anabekoach. That is a signal to you that you're using your Koach, a Mab, to lift things up. So which one is it? Is it the three Mabim that we spoke about here in Matvei Bracha? Or is it a completely different set of Ab? So the Mefarshim answer, and I saw this in the Kudas Kesef, he said that it's Mavu and Shah Kavanas and the Sidur Shash, that you are lifting up two different sets of Birurim. One set of Birurim is called, without getting too technical, it's called Bia de Tachtoinim. You're raising up the Netzutzits which are found in a place called Bia Tachtoinim. And when you are focusing on Bia d'Atzilus, it's called, that means in Atzilus also, there's also a private Bia which goes down, then you're going to need a completely different type of Biruvim, of Mab, this Koach Valiyah, to do that as well. So since you're dealing with Bia d'Tachtoinim, and you're dealing with Bia d'Atzilus, you're going to need two different sets of Mabim in order to lift it up. Is that making sense? When we go down into Bia, we're lifting up two different types of Biruim. One Biruim, which are part and parcel of the Bia Tachtonim. Another, which is part and parcel of the Bia Datsilus, which is found in the Tachtonim.
Well, that fell in you now.
That went down, yeah. That went down. So when we're working with what's Nogea to us, the Matvei Bracha, we're dealing specifically with the Bia Datsilus. The Biruvim, which apply to the Bia Atzilus. That's what we're working with. That's why we need to see one set of Mabim. Mashiach in Tefillah, there is more concentrating on both types, but specifically on the Bia Tachtoinim, the actual, the lower ones, the harder ones. And that's why you're going to need different types of Shemus over there. Okay, so that for emphasis that. And that for emphasis as well, why we find no Mabim in Asiya. Okay. So let's continue over here. So let's now start reading the Rashash. Let's start reading the Rashash now inside, and let's try to make sense out of this. Well, before that, we have to understand what are at the bottom, At the bottom, we said there are miluim over here. This is the milui of the Ab, and all the other pages as well. We say Baruch Ata Hashem. We'll find the milui of the Sag. Oh, where is it? Here we go. This is the milui of the Sag, and over here, this is the milui of the Ma. What's it doing over there? So the way it's brought down is that this, the posha, this keser, the chokhma, the male is chokhma, the male is bina. Where's the zayin tachtoina? So they say this is the me'il Eliyahu says this is bimkom the zayin tachtoina. And so the kitzur, you have all eses spheres lined up in that soul. You have keser, chokhma, bina, and the miloi is going to be the zayin tachtoina. So you're going to use that thrush. The whole crust of that shefa is going to come down. That mab, the koach of Eliyahu, is going to go down into Bia and bring everything up for you.
Where's that coming from? From Keser Eliyahu?
Yeah. It's also coming from Keser Eliyahu. Yeah. Correct. So let's start working. Let's start working with the siddur now, and let's see how it works. Okay, Atta. So let's read the Shash inside. Okay, let's start from the word Baruch, actually. Let's go into the Siddur over here. The Siddur in Baruch, it says, Yichav Laham Sheikh Shefa Mezivug. No, you're in Zivug Epinimi. That's Zivug Epinimi, you're going to have to turn over. That's it. Just further down. Wait, it says over here, this is already starts with Zivug Chitzur, a different parasha. Chava l'am shechshava mezivu echitzon shu nai de chagatz of the chagatz. Haniska de mau ben arich that was both on the right and left hand side of arich lezivu gachitzon anaz shu nai de chagatz the chagatz the mau ben the abba v'ima v'yasif. So you're bringing down the shefa from Atik and arich all the way down to abba v'ima v'yisrael saba and tfuna. Now. Bechaven zivug parzuf nay vechaged dechaged de abba veima. Lehamshech mezivug zeh mochim de oisyois de gimel mab de asmab. That means what? Mab of ab, mab of sag, mab de ma. Vegilu gimel vegimel milui ehem. That's what's underneath. Now what is that representing? The zayin tachtoni. So you're going to have the keser chokhma bina and then the zayin tachtoni. Im naranchi. What's Naranchi? Naranchi is always the Shefa Panimi that energizes the Shefa. Because again, if you don't go all the way back to the end Sof, your Koitzis Nitzir's command. Right? Because Rosh Hashanah is very makbil on this, we said. So that's going to be what we're going to see over here. That is the Naranchi, this the life source, is a representation. This Eken Havaya Benikud is a representation of the end Sof coming in. Now, the Nachi. Now, why is it Nachid, and that's which represents Neshama Chayechida? Because we're dealing with the Kachav, meaning since we're dealing with what we're dealing with, this is Ab, for example, right? We're dealing with that the Posho, the Male, right? And that's Keser Chochma Bina, that's Kachav. So we're using the kachav of the ab. The kachav of the ab, which is the poshut, and the malid, well, basachko have 42 letters out of this, but we're using only the first three spheres of this mab. Okay? Kenege that is going to be the neshama ruach, neshama chayechida. The ruach means we're dealing with the Shefa of Chitzon, Shebehem. Okay? The Rashash always does this. We find that he really spells out the Kabbalah in two different ways. One to deal with the Morichim, one to deal with the actual Shefa, and Sof. He also translates it that way. So he described the this process in two different ways.
So how is Nachi representing Kachal?
Sorry?
How does this Nachi? How does it represent? How does it represent?
The Mefarshim actually asks this as a question. They say, why does Hashem have to repeat it twice? And this is a little bit of a It has been, and that you'll need a little bit of history, because I understand that the Siddur Shash has passed through many different hands of great Mekubalim, that due to their concerns that the Kavanos are not going to be passed over in the right way, they start adding their own notes. And as the generations come along, you have a lot of different notes and sub-notes and sub-notes added in. So to the point, we're not always convinced that this is the actual writings of the Rashash, believe it or not. But scary, but that's the truth of the matter. Obviously written by Gedolei HaMekubalim, and that's why it's always printed in the Siddur HaShash. But this is not the way the Siddur HaShash looks like at the end of the day. This is many, many generations afterwards, and it's put in a very nice format. But if you see the original HaShash's notes, it's like maybe 6 pages. We have thousands of pages now in the Siddur. And it's written hand notes, so you can definitely tell who's added what, different handwritings. But when we come out with a new Siddurim, for example, these, it looks like very standard. So for us to read it straight, it doesn't make so much sense to us, because it seems to be it's repeating itself twice. But
I can't see how it's repeating. How does Nachi, where does it...
So Nachi is Neshama Chayichid.
Yes, yes.
Which I'm explaining is a reference to Keso Chochma Bina.
How does that work?
How does that work? Because that has to do with the Mab, the Asmab. The Mab, the Asmab. That means the Mab of Ab.
It's connected to Nefesh.
The Ab, this is the Ab. Right, this is the Shefa you're bringing out. This is the actual Shefa you're bringing out. We're bringing out the three top parts of that Shefa. The Keso Chochma Bina. That's the Kachav. Or I can say I'm bringing down the Yechida and the Chaya and the Ruach. Okay? Did I say that right? No, Neshama, sorry. Neshama, Chaya, Yechida.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can call it Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. I can call it Bina Chochma Keso.
Yeah.
So he called it once. He called it Mab de Asmad. Would have been enough. But he's adding now. So you can also call it in a different lashon called Neranchi lashon, Neshama lashon is right. This was more Sfir's lashon, Sfir lashon Mab de Asmab, and now he's calling it in the lashon of Neshama Neshama. He's calling this Neshama Acha Yechida.
Yeah, to remind you that your mom is dealing with her.
It could be the Mishnah. They bring it down from the Ansof. The Ruach, is another lashon for it's called the Chagat of the Chagat, because we're dealing with the lower part. Really, theoretically, it should be Nefesh v'Ruach the Ruach, because it's we're dealing with the Nai and the Chagas of the Chagas. But he wrote it as a short Ruach the Ruach. So sort of you have to. It's all coded, extremely coded. Anybody looks at this, they see mumble jumble, and I can understand why. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So that is the Shefa. So let's see inside. So there's the Zivug Achitzon that we're talking about here. There's the Zivug Achitzon, right? And that then you're gonna find the Kav thing. All this is Ab, by the way. This is the Sag, and this is the and this is the Ma. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is the 42, and this is the Mila. Okay, is that clear? Very good. Excellent. So let's continue writing. Page 144. When we do Ata, again a Zivug Elyon. Remember why we're making Zivugim. Every time we make a zivug, that's the only way you can move shefas, the alidei zivug. Okay, that's what's another zivug over here. It was a zivug a chitzan again. You're going to be mamshich the sheva. Sorry, no, this is a zivug a panini. You got to keep track here. So with the page, here we go.
But always in zivug panini, the egg has first, and the zivug chitzan, and the
Now. Over here on page 145, so Yechav Lahamshech Mab the Ab im Amiluav im Nachi the Chaya the Ruach. So again, the Mab comes back again. The exact same Mab the Ab that we saw beforehand is coming back again. But now you're drawing it down further down. Where you bring it down to, he says, Leponim the Teshas Sfios, the Kachab, the Chacham. Because you're dealing with the right calf now, that's Chochma Chesed Neta. The Nai B'Chagad, the Chagad, the Ma Uben, the Ma, the Zun. Okay, that means you bring in the all the way down to Zun. So you bring Kitzu, you bring in the right calf all the way down from Zun. You understand what I'm talking about? You originally brought it from Atik, Keter Eren Atik, then Arich, then Abba V'ima, V'Yisro Saba, and now you bring it down to Zun. That exact same shepherd, nothing's changed. You're just drawing down the shepherd that you originally brought down. Right? Let me show you this picture if you understand. So again, we brought down all this. That was the original picture. We brought all three cabins down. That's it. Now when I want to bring it down to Zah, I'm going to bring one cab at a time. So when I say Ata, I'm going to bring down the Chacham cab. When I say Hashem's name, I'm going to bring down the middle cab. When I say Elokeinu, I'm going to bring down the cab small. Okay? So, Hashem, so let's see inside. Hashem, I'm going to bring down the Ma. That's the cabin soy in this picture. Here it is. That's the Ganze Mab. I'm bringing it down exactly to Zun. And then finally, when I say Elokeinu, I'm finally bringing the cab small, and here it is. The Mab de Sag. The only thing I want to point out at this point is that it's very strange over here. Because Bederek Lad and all the Kavanas, what we usually bring down is the right calf, and then the left calf, right? And then the middle calf. For some reason here, we're bringing the right calf, the middle calf, and the left calf. Now, I'll tell you the truth, I haven't found any great answers to this, but the Mefarshim speak about this. Now, Shari Dubelevsky has a piece on this. He's a big rov in Bnei Brak, Abal Mechavim. He wrote a sefer called A Pesach Anayim HaChodosh, on the Kavanas, and he writes as follows: Kosov ba Gobi b'Sefer Olas Tamin. Olas Tamin is one of the Kitvah Gizel on Daf, and there is a Go from Rav Halpern, and he writes on Daf Tet Zayin on the base or his base the Makshim Oilam Dayatzorich Lios Chesed va'Achgal Gevura. That means right and then left, and then Tiferet and the Tiferet, which is in the middle, right? Because it's a right, left, and center. That's where you move Shefa. Keseder chagat, v'lo tif eres ve'achgar gvura. Ve'kosav le'el betos chochem. Tos chochem was the tamid muvak of the Rashash. Tamid chaber of the Rashash. On dav kuf samach alev ayin alev. O be'emes le'yakov ma'areches tzadig ois chavbeis she'omdu b'ze. That's his kasha. He doesn't bring the tenets. Other Mefarshim did bring the Tuhutzim of these two Gedolim Kobalim, and they usually end up saying, we don't know what they're talking about. So deep, very, very deep, and I saw the explanation, I have no idea what they're saying either. And he says as follows, Muvu Hashem, Shua Seder Malatz, Aneh Mar Be'etzchaim Shach, that's it, that's all he says. Umisham HaSadim, now, this is Shol Dwek, HaKohen, who wrote a tremendous Pirush Efer Shlomo on the Osetz Chaim, he writes, Sheshemati, that he heard in his name, Shuhu Alder Pesach Shvuz V'Rosh Hashanah, Shu Yamin, Emsa, and then small. So you have Pesach, and then you have Shvuz, and then the Magal goes around, and you have Rosh Hashanah. So we feed with Bikitsu, V'ayin O Be'etz Chaim, Shah Yud, Pei Aleph, the Gamaliel's a Kalim, Bishas Tikun, who said Yamin, Emsa, small. Ad Kalishai. So it's not really a Teres, but really what he's saying, Bashir Rav Shalom Dwok. There are places in a time that we'll find Shinoi Teva, we'll find Taka that they do such a mahalach of going from Yamin, Emsa, and small. Okay, I think we're running out of time, so we'll stop it here. And also, there's another kashuwa, we don't see any kalim over here, and a few tools for that, but we'll do that maybe next time. Okay.